The Summer Tale. Rome is the home of ice cream. And for generations, burghers and pilgrims ilic, these glider folk in joy and bliss at meta, have forsaken dessert at the inn for the simple plaisance of sitting outside with a takeaway cone. The last Papa, Pope Johannes Paulus II, a priest holy and gay, used to have tubs of his favorite flavor, marron glacé, delivered to his summer residence. Thanked be God in villa and habendanza. But if his successor, Pope Benedict XVI, wants to see how Polish ice cream compares during a voyage, a trip there this week, get us some Mehta and Drunka and make us cheerer, he's likely to be paid a bit disappointed. For many a pasty hasto, cakes and ice cream can easily go off in summer temperatures and can pose a danger to health that has twice been taught and twice cooled, a spokeswift woman for local health bailiffs quote to Agence France-Presse. That's why we're banning takeaway sales on the day many pilgrims will be arriving in Wadowice. And that isn't all that has made it onto the list of voided banned items, areas that the Pope will visit her, including the cities of Warsaw and Krakow, will be dry, with a ban on all liqueurs sales while the Pope is in town. For God's love, drink more atemporally, Polish menace of Lauer saying the ban is in place to maintain public order and as a mark of respect for the pontiff. No drinker with that martyr drunken marker, but there in abstinence, prayer, and waka. Papa Benedict XVI himself will be offered both red and white wine. Deus hic, quote he, God is here, as he attend houses of office, stuffed with plenty, a series of solemne gala sopers, according to local media voice reports. Television advertisements for liqueur have also been banned, along with those for contraceptives, lingerie, and tampons. Chas for man in paradis certain, there's always the risk that the faithful may feel hurt. How many maladies following of excess and of golden years, if programming devoted to the Pope's visit, wedded to poverty and continence, to charity, homeless, and abstinence, is interrupted by frivolous ads. The body is so ready and penibular, the heat of advertising for Telewizja Polska, the state-run TV network, told the Associated Press news agency. BBC News, 25th of May 2006, here endeth the Summer Tale.